Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Karchasite with the Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland government revokes regularization of 147 contractual assistant professors and librarians. ENPO submits, stands on frontier Nagaland territory to MHA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Waves 2025 tomorrow. And center to include caste enumeration in forthcoming census exercise. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government has revoked the regularization of 147 contractual assistant professors and librarians under the Higher Education Department. Addressing media after an emergency cabinet meeting held today, Minister for Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenyi said the decision to revoke the earlier cabinet order was taken after receiving the interim report of the High Power Committee HPC. Mr. Kenny explained that the cabinet took cognizance of the entire situation and based on the presumption that the concerns raised by the aggrieved parties had merit and contained elements of truth and hence decided to act accordingly. He said the interim findings of the HPC recommended that the matter warranted a review considering all aspects of its ongoing study.
Today, the cabinet received the interim report of this High Power Committee in view of tensions that is surrounding the entire issue. Their initial findings is that this is a fit case for review, taking into consideration all the aspects of their study, which is still in the process. They feel that they have some facts with them to prove that this is wrong. The cabinet also is convinced by the nature of this entire proceeding, some things might have gone wrong. So basing on this High Power Committee's interim, the cabinet has decided to revoke the order regularizing 147 candidates.
The minister described the situation as unfortunate, stating that lapses by the High and Technical Education Department has misled both the cabinet and the government, placing them in an awkward position. Mr. Kenny further admitted that the government is embarrassed to have to revisit and overturn its own decision. The minister added that the cabinet will await the final report of the committee, which is expected within 2.5 weeks. Before making a final decision, he also assured that the government will be vigilant and cautious, now adding that any such practices elsewhere will be subjected to the same rules.
Now today is a wake-up call. It could only be a tip of the iceberg, but we hope it is not so. But if there are anything like this, we will warn all our directors not to in future practice such.
Mr. Kenny added that there are chances of segregating the 147 appointees into two or three categories because of the cabinet's order issued on 6 June 2016 and therefore the government will find an amicable solution. Meanwhile, the government has officially issued an order revoking the previous absorption notifications for the 147 assistant professors and librarians. The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization ENPO has submitted its stance on the Frontier Nagaland Territory FNT to the Ministry of Home Affairs. In a press communique, the ENPO stated that it will consider the FNT arrangement subject to a 10-year review. The ENPO reiterated that the executive, legislative and financial autonomy should not be infringed upon under the offered FNT and that these principles should be delivered both in letter and spirit. The ENPO added that all existing subjects under the state should coexist within the Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority, as envisaged in the basic principle. It said the decision was arrived at after comprehensive studies and contemplation of the FNT arrangement offered by the Union Home Ministry and the state government's comments on the issue. The ENPO said their stance will also be handed over to the state government at the earliest. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenny today underscored the need for a high-level understanding between state government and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization on the Frontier Nagaland Territory. Responding to media queries on ENPO's communique to the Union Home Ministry, Mr. Kenny said the state government has not been officially apprised of the matter. He said, as agreed earlier, this should be a tripartite talk and expressed hope that the issue will be brought to the state government's purview before a final inking is arrived at. He emphasized upon transparency in the talks and in the interest of the public.
Eventually, we hope that this will come to the state government's purview before a final inking is arrived at. People of the state as a whole must know and should be abreast of the talks taking place because it is in everybody's interest.
Mr. Kenya said fine-tuning of the ENPO's demands for executive, legislative and financial autonomy to make adjustments will take time. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Now, news on the First Wave Summit commencing tomorrow. India will host the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the summit. The four-day summit will tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation by bringing together creators, startups, industry leaders and policymakers from across the world. In line with Prime Minister's vision of leveraging creativity, technology and talent to shape a brighter future, Waves will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, AI, AVGC, XR, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. The event will feature global media dialogues, buyer-seller meets, pitch sessions for emerging creators and showcases of new age storytelling formats. Centre has decided to include the caste enumeration in the forthcoming census exercise. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, took a decision in this regard. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw said the census is a union subject.
Leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
The government also approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar with a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said that this project will prove instrumental in the development of the northeastern region. He said the over 166 kilometer highway will improve connectivity to Tripura, Mizoram, Manipur and the Barak Valley region of Assam. Commissioner and Secretary of School Education and SERT Nagaland, Kevileno Angami, today launched the Nagaland Literacy and Numeracy Fest NLNF 3.0, a micro-improvement program for schools. The program will commence on May 1 on the Diksha portal for teachers and school heads in all schools, having foundational classes from pre-primary to grade 3. Speaking at the launch event in Kohima, Ms. Angami said that during the academic year 2025-26, NLNF 3.0 will be conducted in 5 cycles.
NLNF 3.0 shall be conducted in 5 cycles, spanning projects on tales and stories, read-a-thon, literacy fest, speak-a-thon and write-a-thon for teachers and for school heads that will emphasize also on parental engagement and processes that will support achieving the goals of foundational literacy and numeracy in government schools.
She said the initiative aims to promote innovative practices and the creativity of teachers by encouraging small, actionable steps toward achieving larger educational goals. Ms. Angami appealed to all school heads and teachers to implement NLNF 3.0 seriously to provide enriching teaching learning opportunities. The Viva Voce for Clerical and Allied Services Examination 2024 under Nagaland Staff Selection Board, NSSB, which commenced on 19th of this month, will conclude on 26th of June. Secretary of NSSB T. Lanu Singla Longkumar informed that candidates should bring all relevant documents in original on the day of interview. She said candidates have to submit medical fitness certificate issued by the competent authority from the state government district hospitals only. The mode of recruitment will be conducted in group interview, which is being held at NSSB office. Candidates listed in morning group should report at 9:30 a.m., while the afternoon group at 12:30 p.m. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland government revokes regularization of 147 contractual assistant professors and librarians. ENPO submits stands on Frontier Nagaland territory to MHA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Waves 2025 tomorrow. And center to include caste enumeration in forthcoming census exercise. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.